Welcome to the XL Podcast. Welcome to our brotherhood, and welcome to our family. This is the XL Podcast. We're back, and I gotta give us some intro music. So here it goes. XL.
Wow, that was nailed it.
That was actually money. That was good money.
Bravo, bravo.
Thank you. Needed that.
Welcome back, guys. We're really excited to talk to you guys today. I feel like me and Gabe have kind of gypped you a little bit. You guys got to hear a lot of stories about me and Gabe and the dumb things we've done in the past. But we haven't really given you an insight into who we are as people, who we were as children, kind of who we are now. You've heard little tidbits, but you know, if you've ever seen our website or our Instagram or whatever, our real goal here is just make you guys feel like you're a part of our family. Get a little insight of who me and Gabe are, become part of the Oldham clan, and really feel like, you know, you're a part of this. So I just feel like me and Gabe gypped you a little bit. You, like I said, you guys have heard stories of us, but you haven't heard kind of who we are as people. I kind of want to give you guys a little bit of that, kind of starting from our childhoods all the way up to kind of who we are now. We have a lot of fun topics to talk to you guys about, so that's kind of our goal for today, is kind of just give you guys a big old insight into who we are.
Oh, yeah. Gavin, your mic's a little loud. Turn it down a little bit.
My bad.
I bet mine's low too, I ain't gonna lie.
No, you're good. Yours is actually perfect, honestly, I think.
Okay. Money. Today we're going to be talking about childhoods. Why are kids so weird?
I actually wanted to talk about that.
Why do we do weird things? And, you know, I feel like some adults are just still kids and they're still doing those weird things, but they don't have the excuse that they're just a kid.
Oh, absolutely. I have a nephew. Love him to death. He's the cutest little kid. He's my favorite person other than my wife. But he does the weirdest things, like, to the point where, like, I honestly wonder how my sister-in-law does it sometimes. Because, again, let me tell you, I love my nephew. But why do children repeat things over and over and over again? Like, he knows more than one word. Like, he speaks in full sentences now, but he'll just be like, I'll get videos. Like, Carly will send me videos every day, and it's just him going, like, you know, he'll find a phrase, and his mom will laugh one time, and then that's all he says for the next hour. And he'll do it when we're at my mother-in-law's house. And in that hour that we're there, I'm like, I'm going to slap this kid upside the head. Not because I'm like, oh, he's annoying. Because, like, there's some kids that, like, scream. You're like, I'm going to kill this child. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, him, I'm like,
right.
Why are you just... Find another phrase, dog. Say something else. I'm going to slap you. You know? Why do kids do such weird things?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, especially as a basketball referee, I just see kids doing the weirdest stuff, you know? Like,
why do kids eat boogers? Did you ever eat a booger?
No, never. I thought that was gross.
I did. I ate a booger.
Just the admitting. I did it. It was me. I did it.
I did. But I'm just like, why? Why do kids want to eat a booger? Like, I feel like everyone's at least done it once. I was curious, you know? But, like, why? That's so gross.
I mean, like, I always remember as a kid, like, I thought that was really disgusting, so I never did it, but I feel like I know what a booger tastes like, so I feel like I can't say no.
I mean, it's just salt. It's just kind of salty.
Yeah. Right, I know that. Gross. And so that's why I was like, why do I know that? I mean, I probably have eaten one of it, you know.
Well, you know, when you're, like, it's cold outside and you got a runny nose, you kind of, sometimes it gets on your tongue a little bit, you kind of.
Oh, that's true, you kind of.
Yeah, you know? A little bit.
Man, there's got to be a name for that, you know, like, kind of like.
I hope like not. There better not be a name for that.
You know, like the winter lollipop. You know, you kind of need a little snack. Lick the upper lip.
You know, you can't. Hey, if you're in a survival situation, you can't lose that sodium. Got to keep it in your body.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what it is. It's your body. Like, hey, lick this up. You can't lose it.
Electrolytes.
That's true. What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen a kid do?
Because
mine hands down has got to be walking in on a kid and they're just pants to the ankle taking a pee in like a public restroom. I'm like, brother. I mean, he's like five, so I'm like, I'm not going to say anything, but like, there's 80 dudes around here. Can you please pull up your pants?
No, seriously.
Why is that such a kid thing to do? First of all, I did see a grown man do that one time, too, and I was like, that's not okay.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, man, some grown adults are still kids, but they don't have the excuse of being a kid.
This was in the last, like, 2 months, okay? I saw a dude, like, went into a bathroom, and he's pants to the ankles. I was like,
what's going on here?
Is anybody else see this? Call the cops!
Yeah. The weirdest thing, I think something that always, like you said, like, something that just always, like, no matter how many times you see it, it's still going to throw you off.
What?
Is when I see a kid just, like, just digging up their butt. You know,
dude, I was like gonna say picking, that one too.
But it's more than picking at a wedgie; like they're scratching. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, they're in
like,
there, almost fingering the booty hole. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Calm down. You're in there too deep.
I know. It's like, okay, dude, you got the scratch. Like, pull your hand out of your butt, buddy. Stop. Like,
and it's like hands down, pants digging. You know what I'm saying?
And I see that, like, all the time as a ref. You know, I'll be just, like, we'll be, like, shooting free throws or something. I look over and some kid just kind of got that arch in their back. You know, their hips kind of poking out. They're kind of leaning back. You're like, oh, brother, this guy.
Doesn't it make you kind of wish you're a kid, though? Because they got, like, no shame. They're like, I'm just going to do this in front of everyone.
No, they do, though. Because when they get caught, they don't know what to do, man. They don't know how to act.
I mean,
you got to admit that's true. Because, like sometimes, like, a kid will, like... Okay, like, this sounds weird. I'm not staring at kids scratching their butts, but, like, sometimes it happens. Okay, I had to give that, like...
If they're doing preface. It in front of everybody, they gotta know people are looking.
I had to give that preface.
That's but, true. Okay, fair enough.
Like, we'll have, like, eye contact while they're doing it, and they just look at me, and they're just like... Like, what do I do?
At the same time, they've gotta know, because, like, it's like little Jimmy's... shooting free throws and Tommy's over here itching his butt. Dude, you're in the middle of the court.
It's true.
The parents are watching you. Of course we know you're itching your butt.
Right.
So why are they so weird when they get caught? Because they do it in public all the time.
Yeah, like it's kind of weird to say that like kids don't get embarrassed, but they really do though. They really do. I just feel like they don't think they're just stupid enough to think they won't get caught in a sense. You know what I mean?
I think what it is, I know what it is. It's like you say something like, what are you doing? And so, like, that phrase alone makes them think, like, oh, I'm doing something odd. But they don't know exactly why. So they're kind of, that's why they do the weird, like,
where's my mom? Where's
what
my
do
mom?
I do? Because they're like, clearly I'm doing something weird, but what is it? That's what it is.
Yeah, I feel like other weird things that lots of kids do is they always obsess over something. You know, they'll collect all the acorns around their house and they're gonna put all these acorns on their dresser, you know, or have like just like buckets and buckets full of acorns, you know. Like for me, the two things when I was a kid that I just absolutely obsessed over were grasshoppers and snails.
Dude,
never rocks.
Oh
never
my rocks. Gosh, you just unlocked a memory for me. Gabe was such a snail kid and I don't know why.
It was never rocks. It was never, like, I always remember seeing, like, you remember on Disney Channel, they'd be like, check out this person's cool collection of something.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? And, like, yes. I vividly remember that girl that had all the snow globes. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need a collection of something. Granted, that's not how I felt about the snails, but I just, like, had that feeling, I guess, when I saw it.
You just grab snails.
Yeah, like every little kid obsesses over something, you know? Like, they just need that, like, they just think it's the coolest thing, and they just, like they do it all the time, or they just, like, collect it, you know? And like I said, for me, that was snails. I remember we used to have those little, like, stupid dollar store, like, nets, you know? Like, the little, like...
Yes, they were the best.
Like a colored bamboo handle, like yellow or green or blue, like a colored bamboo handle, at least felt like that, I don't know what it was. And then the net was the same color. And I would go out in our backyard. Before we had grass, we had all these weeds in our backyard. Just a breeding ground for grasshoppers. Hundreds and hundreds of grasshoppers.
And we'd feed it to the praying mantis we caught.
Yes. And I would go out there and just catch.
Yes.
Stuff them in a bucket. And I remember one summer, I went back outside. And I opened up this, like, lid I had on it. And, like, you can imagine just these grasshoppers... mushed into a single, like I'm talking dozens of grasshoppers, mushed into a cup, sitting outside with a lid over it. I didn't think that they needed to breathe. And I just like vividly remember just this like soup of grasshoppers. Okay, you know what? I do not support animal cruelty or animal torture.
But he was a child.
I was a child. I apologize. I will never do that again. I actually believe in proper deaths of grasshoppers. I only feed them to my chickens now. Well, let me correct myself. My
praying mantis. Chickens. That's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
That is also true.
Remember, Dad had like the old school like CD case, like would hold CDs. You could put them on, and you had like a little plastic cover. We'd take that, and we would go down to like the river and catch like a couple of praying mantises, put little holes in the top, and then we'd feed them grasshoppers. Mm-hmm. Praying mantises are terrifying creatures. If they were human sized, we'd all be dead.
Yeah, those things are insane. And then have you ever seen them eat something? They're just sitting there, just like nibbling at
they
it,
go
like
head layer first. By layer.
Yeah, it's insane.
I remember, like, they would also, like, chop the heads off the grasshoppers, so you just, like, see, like, there's nothing else, and there's, like, a head of grasshoppers at the bottom of their little enclosure. Like, what the heck?
Bizarre.
Praying mantises are scary. You did collect snails. I talked about this with our sister Cameron, like, a few months ago, I feel like. We would be going, like, if it rained, you know, all the snails come out. So we had there was, like, this, like, river path on our way to our elementary school. And Gabe would always take that path. And if it rained, Gabe would grab like 10, 20 snails, throw them in his backpack on his way home, and then leave his backpack. And, you know, it was slightly opened. And snails would just climb up his walls, his window, his dresser. There were many times where we came in, and my dad was like, what the heck? And we just like grab a snail off his wall. He's like, where did this come from? And for the longest time, Dad didn't know. Actually, now that I think about it, while me and Cameron were talking about this, Dad then realized that's how they got in there. I don't think Dad knew up until recently.
I think I'm just thinking about it now. Imagine it's like funny for me and you thinking back on this, but I would love to hear Dad's side of the story and Mom's, because I remember one time
Dad's like extra sealing the windows, like they're not getting in this.
Well, we had an old like aquarium fish tank that was like empty that I think we had for a toad or like something stupid, and would put the snails in there, but for some reason I didn't think they would like get out. Like I would think like they would just stay in the aquarium, and I remember one time they would like crawl out. Like granted, I would leave them in my backpack, but I also like thought that they would stay in the aquarium when I would put them in there. Right. I remember one time we were like looking for something around the house. Like Mom was like, "Okay, team up. We gotta find something." Mm-hmm. I go downstairs, and above the entertainment center, on those little like divots up top, I found an old snail like in a vase up there. Why was I looking up there? Why was I looking up there? I don't know. No, I think at one time, because I thought it was so cool they could stick to walls.
Okay.
I think I stuck one on the glass wall, like with the glass door, and then it crawled up and then into the vase. But it was like, this was like midwinter. Like, I was like, what?
So was he alive in there or was he dead?
No, he was definitely dead.
Okay.
Once again, I do not
support animal cruelty. So Gabe committed homicide on grasshoppers and snails. Let's just get this clear.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna just blame my parents. I'm gonna just pull the child route. Blame the parents. You know, my mom and dad didn't teach me animal cruelty. There you go.
Cancel game. Okay, everybody cancel.
Cancel. No,
We just started. He's already canceled.
Already.
We made it 5 episodes. Sorry, guys.
But I think that's a great introduction into a couple of questions. I think that we wanted to ask each other from our childhoods. Sorry, unless you had anything else you wanted to share from weird kids doing weird stuff.
No, you unlocked a memory for me with those snails. I remember that vividly, just all the time. Like, why does Gabe collect snails? That right there is the answer I needed for one of these topics.
Once again, I blame my parents and I blame the fact that I was a kid. Easy, simple.
Fair enough.
I'll
give you the pass this time.
All right. So, first question, Gavin, is what is your first, I kind of want to throw a little like spiciness into this one. What was your first unique memory of me as children? You know?
So I've had this memory for a very long time and it randomly pops in my head every once in a while. But, like, so there was this one time, and again, I could be making this up. This might be, like, some fake memory I made up in my head, but this is a memory I have. So we're going to just say it's real.
Made up a memory. That makes no sense.
I don't know. Maybe I gaslit myself into believing this. I don't know. That's what happened, okay? Shut up.
I gaslit myself.
That's what we're going to say. I don't know. It's probably a real story. Anyway. We lived in our Orem house, and we're in the backyard. I could be no more than five. Gabe is a brand new baby, and Gabe was just born. People were at our house in our backyard. I don't know if it was like just like a family gathering or a party. I don't know, but there were people in our backyard, like aunts, uncles, grandparents. Anyways, somebody's holding Gabe, and it was like, oh, Gabe's so cute, blah blah blah. And, you know, I'm obviously playing with toys and stuff, and part of me like was jealous. I don't know of what, like, it was kind of, I think it was like part, like, because I've always liked children. Like, I like I'm very good with kids. I'm an older sibling. I grew up taking care of my younger siblings. That's how I grew up. So I'm very good with children. I think they're cute. They're fun to play with. We have a bajillion little cousins, me and Gabe do. So me and Gabe have grown up around kids our whole lives. So I very much enjoy being kind of, you know, becoming a child and just hanging out with them and doing stupid stuff with them. It's very fun for me. I enjoy that. And so I think part of me, even at five, I was like, I want to like hang out with Gabe and play with him and like hold him, but I couldn't because I was five.
This was the prophecy of our brotherhood.
Exactly. But like, my mom wasn't like, here, Gavin, you little five-year-old, you can walk around with your enormously large baby who's 14,000 pounds.
How much did you weigh? I don't think I was 14,000. I was born 10'4", 10'6".
That's a big baby, okay? And so I'm sure my mom wasn't like, here, take this bowling ball of a child and, you know, you can play with them. My mom wasn't going to do that. So, like, part of it was jealous because I was like, I want to hold the baby. And part of it was jealous because, like, I don't like having siblings pay attention to me. So I think it was part of that. So that was one of mine. I think that was mine. Like, I was like, I remember slightly hating Gabe for, like, a solid hour while family was at our house.
Yeah. You know what? I'll take the hate, baby. Bring it. Just made me who I am, bro. Ford tough, baby. So, just thinking about earliest memory for you, you know, like, obviously, I feel like me and your lives are very different how we view our childhoods. You're the older sibling by 3 years, so your memory was a lot better than mine was, given certain stories and circumstances, right? Right. So, like, thinking back to the, I don't want to say this is my earliest memory of you, but, like, my earliest unique memory of you, you know, that's why I threw the unique in there.
Fair.
Was, I remember we were about to go to Seven Peaks, which, for those who don't know, Seven Peaks was a water park in Utah Valley. And one summer, we just would go there, like, every day. So, we're, like, on our way, you know, mom's doing her little, like, run around, grabbing, you know, swimming diapers, sunscreen, towels, doo-doo-doo. And I'm outside with you, and you were obsessed with your, like, BMX bike. And I don't even think it was, like, a real one. I think we, like, found it somewhere, I think. And I'm not sure.
I agree. I don't know
I remember it being orange. You know, we took that legendary picture of you where you're, like, in the air with the sun beaming in the bag. You know, for a split second, I thought I was, like, a photographer.
Gabe could have been a photographer, honestly.
It was a great picture. We're going to have to find it and post it, but...
It's true.
But make sure to follow the XL Podcast Instagram.
The XL Podcast on Instagram and TikTok.
Sorry, I got sidetracked. Long story short, you were trying to go down the stairs... So in front of our house, we've probably got, how many steps do you think it is? Like 12?
Probably 12
steps. Yeah, it's a pretty like, nice flight of stairs, probably like 10 foot ascent, or maybe a little less, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just being kids, Gavin wanted to send it down this staircase and he messed up and one of the pedals went into his calf. And ripped his calf open. And I literally remember seeing it. And I, like, you know, your little kid experienced stuff for the first time. Oh, my gosh, Gavin. Seeing the, like, the white, fleshy part of your leg when I saw the wound, oh, I was mortified. I was like, oh my gosh, Gavin's gonna die. I thought I genuinely thought they're gonna have to amputate your leg.
Oh, it was so gross.
I was like, Gavin's gonna have to get his knee amputated. It's over, you know? And then after I like ran inside, get my parents. I think my dad wasn't home. I think it was just my mom. Get my mom. She comes out, and then they're obviously like, oh, we gotta go to the hospital. And I think at the time, our Aunt Erin was living with us. So I think she stayed with us while you and my mom went to the hospital.
I believe she took you guys to Seven Peaks.
No, we didn't go to Seven Peaks. I remember this. Because after the initial shock and I thought you were going to have to amputate your leg, I was pissed. I was like, why did Gavin go bust his leg open when we were going to go swimming, man?
I remember. No, I remember what happened. So you're totally right. So I was, like, attempting to go down these stairs, but I tried to, like, jump the last part. Like, I tried to, like, bunny hop. Slipped out. You're totally right. I remember, so my buddy Heston was with me, and I cut my leg. And he was like, do not look at your leg. Right. I instantly went into shock. I was like, don't look at my leg. Because at the time, I didn't feel it that it cut. I hit my tailbone so hard, that is the only thing I was focused on. I hurt my tailbone. It was probably payback for the time that I hit the ball from under Gabe. If you haven't seen that video on our TikTok, go follow us on TikTok. Anyways, probably payback for that. Anyways, my tailbone hurts so bad. He's like, don't look at your leg. I'm like, my leg, who the heck cares? My tailbone's probably broken right now. I look at my leg, fat sticking out of it. It's bleeding. I'm like, frick. Gabe runs in. My mom doesn't believe us. She says, she did tell Erin to take you guys. But I remember Erin kind of explained, she's like, Erin was then going to be in charge solely of four or five children. Because I think you were bringing a friend. I think one of your friends maybe ended up coming. Cameron was bringing a friend. So, like, it was going to be, like, five kids. Two of them were under the age of, like, five. It was Reese and Morgan. So, she was like, I'm not doing that alone. So, then I think she decided not to take you guys. I think what happened.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious that both of our unique memories of each other was hating each other. Like, I think that one came to my mind because I was, like, mad at you.
It's so funny because you're like, I hate you. Why did you do this to me?
Seriously, such a stupid sibling thing to do.
True, just hating for random shit.
All right, stop. Next question. Weird things that we did as children that we remember of each other.
Well, which, you took mine. Mine was the snails. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think you did unlock that one. That was a weird thing you did. That was hilarious.
Weird things that we did as children that we remember each other. Unless you want to share again, I'll answer this first.
You go for it.
So I vividly remember this because part of me thought of it as, like, I don't know. Like, I just, as a kid, thought it was the weirdest thing ever. So Gavin had this weird obsession. See, I'm telling you, every kid's got some weird obsession.
Every kid has a weird obsession. It's true.
Every kid's got it. Every kid's doing some weird obsession, and then sometimes they just grow as adults and they don't grow out of it. So once again, I blame my parents for not teaching me animal cruelty rights or animal rights. Now I'm going to thank them that I no longer still keep snails in my room growing up on my wall, like climbing up my walls. So there you go. Then now we can give credit as well as blame.
You wouldn't have a girlfriend, let's put it that way, if you did.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You wouldn't have friends. But
that's, yeah, definitely. I think my roommates would yeah, they'd get weird out for sure. But, so the story about Gavin, sorry. Gavin used to take individual bread pieces, and I'll explain it from my point of view, then Gavin can explain. Gavin used to take individual slices of bread, and he used to, like, rip it with his hands. Not the crust, though. Not the crust. The crust was a no-no. The soft part on the inside of the square of the bread slice, and he would suck on it. And he would suck on it. Like, he would just put it in there and just suck. Like how a baby sucks on a binky.
Yep.
And I don't know if he found, you know, you found comfort through the sucking of the bread, or if you felt like it took you back to the days when, you know, you were breastfed and you found the comfort. But the face you made. Yeah. That's one thing no one wants to think about. Everyone got breastfed. Okay, that's not true. Not everyone. For the most part, everyone got breastfed, and we all came from the same place, and it makes you a little uncomfortable thinking about it. But hey, circle of life.
Circle of life, fair enough.
But, yeah.
I forgot about that until you mentioned it.
And let me just, like, give you, like my point of view. I remember me and Gavin, for most of our lives, shared a room, or, like, if we didn't share a room, we would still just sleep in each other's rooms. And I remember going into Gavin's room. Once again, I don't know if it was his room or if we shared a room, don't remember. But I remember going in there, and on Gavin's nightstand, he would always just have 3, 4, 5 stacks of just hard bread crust, hollowed out squares. Like, almost like, I would say it gives off the same vibe of like a corn circle, of an alien corn circle. Like, why is the middle of the bread missing? Why did they leave the crust? Why is it stacked up like Lego pieces? You know what I mean? And occasionally, Gavin wouldn't eat the bread. Occasionally.
No, it's, yeah.
He would just take it out and leave it on the nightstand. So there would also be like perfect, like, no, I'm saying perfectly circled, like hard balls of bread on the nightstand.
Oh my gosh. I should have detailed this one.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. It was the same vibe as like alien corn circles.
Oh, dude. Well, I don't even have anything to add. You retold that perfectly. That is exactly what happened.
All right. Let me just ask you a quick interview question of this. Gavin, why? Why did you do it, man? Why?
I don't know. Weirdly enough, wheat bread tasted really good. I do remember that. Like, it was just really good. Bread was my big one. I would do it with Starburst or whatever. Like, I don't know why. I had a big, like, just sucking on something. That sounded odd. Specifically food, okay? Don't get weird. But yeah, so that, I don't know why. I honestly can't even explain it. There probably was a comfort. I think you're right, somewhere along there. There's probably some comfort that brought to me, but I don't know. It was really just a weird thing I did. It tasted
good. Do you know when the habit stopped? Do you remember when it stopped?
I just remember mom and dad hated it. I went way longer than it should have. I do know that.
Like, I want to say at least, like, let's give like a rough guess of this age. Like, you're at least like 12 or 13.
Yeah,
right?
I'd say 12. Probably max 12 or 13. That was my idea.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Way too long. Let's put it that way.
That, yeah, I do remember. Why is a 13-year-old still sucking on his thumb? Or bread?
Yeah, don't know. But it was essentially just sucking on my thumb. It was probably like a weird comfort thing. I do remember there was one time my mom did ask me, she said, why? And part of it was true. It definitely was a lie. Because it was just like, it just became like an addiction, if we're being honest. But like, I did tell mom one time, like with Starburst specifically, bread not really, but Starburst specifically and like Skittles and stuff, it like almost elongated the flavor instead of just like, oh, I ate a whole pack in 2 seconds. Like, oh, I gotta keep this pack for like a week.
Yo, our little sister Morgan does that with Takis somehow.
Oh yeah.
She will get, and she can't drive, she doesn't have a job, she doesn't make her own money, but she'll somehow obtain a large bag of Takis, and I swear 4 days down the road she will always have a bag of Takis.
Always.
It's just this old, like, twisted up bag that just like follows her around. Somehow she makes that thing last a lifetime.
No, she doesn't. It's dad.
He just gets it for her?
Yes. Dad and mom have just given in, like, to us. Like, can we go get a snack? No. But now Morgan and Reese are the only ones that are home. So, like, can we go to a snack every day? Yes. Dad works from home, and he's like, I'm going to the dugout. Station. Who's coming? When I lived there, as a 22-year-old, dad took me.
That's true, actually.
He's like, hey, you want to go to the dugout with me? Yes. The answer is yes.
It's, like, funny. It's, like, when we were kids, we remember him being like, no, we can't, like, we're not going to go get snacks.
We have food at home. We have food at home. The classic.
Yeah. And now dad's, like, you go up to dad, and you're like, hey, you want, like, let's go get some food. He's like, yeah, that sounds pretty good, actually. Let's go.
Yeah. And it's totally flip-flop. And now mom's like, no, we have food. He's like, no, we don't.
No, we
no, we don't. Let's go get Wendy's.
Or we kid, no, we don't. Like, we ain't cooking it either.
It's so true. Mom and dad have like flipped in their as they get older. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything weird you did other than like this weird snail collections and stuff like that. I did. The only weird thing I can think of, it's not weird as much as, again, it was just kind of like something that went on a little too long. And I've talked about this with my wife. Every kid has like a neon phase where there's everything they wear is just bright orange, yellow, green, whatever, just neon colors. Gabe wore neon colors maybe a little too long.
Yeah, it definitely led to a middle school, almost a high school phase of neon.
I don't think it helped that, to be fair, one of the football teams he played on was just bright orange. Like, his uniform was just neon orange.
And so, therefore, the
gear... So, GameStop, I was like, I'm ripping my team, you know? And that's I'm like, true. No. You're just wearing neon orange everywhere you go. But I wouldn't say that's weird. Just Gabe's neon phase just lasted a little bit longer than everybody else's.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say this is weird, but one of my favorite things of Gabe... Gabe had a weird obsession with sharks. Not weird. Gabe loved sharks as kids.
Yeah, like...
Gabe was Shark Boy from Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Okay?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Favorite like, superhero. Shark Week was Gabe's Christmas. Shark Week came out. I'm not kidding. Gabe would announce it. Guys, Shark Week is on next week. I own the TV. No one touch it.
Dude, I don't know what Gabe to tell you. Like, Mom introduced me to Shark Week, and I was like, this is the coolest thing of all time.
Gabe read books about sharks. He had, like, shark figurines. Shark Week was his thing. Gabe
would draw pictures of sharks.
You remember, like, in elementary school? I don't know if... I think it, roughly in about elementary school, probably like 5th or 6th grade is kind of when you got into sharks. 4th, 5th, probably. Yeah. Gabe, there was like a... In our, at least in our elementary school, there was like a... I think every class like had like library time. So you go like once a week, go into the library, and you'd pick out a book from the library or read in the library. Do you remember this?
I do.
And Gabe, during this time, would find a book about sharks, bring it home. He'd read it while he's there. He'd come home. Gabe every day would tell me a different fact about sharks all the time. Did you know hammerhead sharks have teeth in their eyeballs? It's freaking crazy, dude. I'm like, what? Yeah. Like, he'd tell me the most random stuff, and it was so funny, and he'd always come home with a fact about sharks. Honestly, I loved it. It was kind of awesome. Because then Gabe was like, we're watching Shark Week, and I'd watch it with him, and I'm like, I have a fear for the ocean. I hate the ocean. Don't like it. Don't want to go in it. But sharks are dope.
Yeah, man. Makes you appreciate the wildlife, man. The more you know. Educate yourself.
So I don't know if it's weird, but it was something that Gabe had a very much an obsession about.
Yeah. I'm going to expose myself here. I don't know. Okay. I don't think you remember this. And I vividly remember this because it's one of those times where you do something weird, you get caught, and then you just kind of look around like we already talked about, like, I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Like, it's one of those.
I'm doing something weird. Do I keep doing it? Or, like, when do I'm I doing stop? Something weird,
do I stop?
Yeah.
What do I
do? So, So we're going to do a little, you know, stay with me. I'm going to do a little fast forward, flashback. Here we go. So we're in the car traveling to our grandmother's house, which is about 2.5 hours away from our house. We're in the car, we're driving, and my mom asks me, she goes, Gabe, have you been doing weird stuff outside? You know? Mom was kind of like baiting me. She was baiting me, man. She just was trying to get the truth out of me. And I was just like...
What an odd question.
And in my mind, like, boom, I knew exactly what she was talking about. I was right there. And I was like, I was scared, you know, because I was like, it's that same thing like, oh, I just got caught. Like, I don't know what to do. But I feel like at that age, I was still smart enough to be like, you know, don't reveal yourself yet. You know, like, hold on until you know what they know.
I'm so good at that.
And so, but yeah, but mom just told you she knows everything. So you were always convinced that she just already knew at the same time. So it was like, what was the point of lying? So I didn't try to lie. Like I said, I tried to kind of dodge the question. So I was I was like, I don't know why. She was like, oh, the neighbor has just said that like they've seen you like doing weird stuff outside, like maybe like use the bathroom or something. Like, do you know what they're talking about? Once again, boom. I was like, oh no. I'm caught. No, no, this is bad. Mom's gonna... I was like, I thought she was like, mom's gonna kill me. Like, oh no. And then, you know, the conversation kind of continued like that. You know, I was just trying to poke around and see what she found out, you know?
Yeah.
And then she goes, and then eventually I like revealed myself and I said it. Okay. So pause, let's flash back. So as a kid, I was obsessed with playing outside, like, especially a younger kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, elementary school, early middle school, I was obsessed with it. Like, I was like, all I want to do is just go outside, play basketball, play games, airsoft. Like, you know, all the things we've already talked about. I mean, Gavin included, we're obsessed with going outside.
Right.
And I remember I was out back early afternoon, you know, summer day, nice good weather, you know. And it was like, and like I said, when you're a little kid, like, you don't have, like, phones. You're not, like, organizing play groups, play events, you know?
Right.
And so when you've got a good group of kids together to play something and you've got a fun game you're playing, like, that was
the life. You're not stopping.
Yeah. You're not stopping. And I remember I had to use the bathroom. But this wasn't no ordinary, I got to go pee. Like, I had to poop. I had to poop, Gavin. Like, I had to poop, man. So I remember, I'm like,
was this in our backyard?
I don't want to leave. This was in our neighbor's backyard. Hold up, pause. At this moment in time, in their backyard, okay? And I remember we're playing, and I go, oh, my gosh, I have to use the bathroom. And we were, like back far away from our backyard, I guess.
This is kind of before there were fences all over our backyard.
Before fences, but it was still, like, farther away from our backyard. So, like, I'm just saying that so, like, the rest of the story makes sense.
No, yeah.
And so I start, like, going because, like, oh, my gosh, I have to use the bathroom. So I start going, but I'm like, no. Part of me was like, there's two parts of me. One part of me was like, I'm not going to make it. And the second part of me was like, I do not want to have to go all the way inside to use the bathroom and then come back. And, you know, at this point in time, we had, like, a grass backyard, but there was still, like, a back portion of our yard that's still, like, dirt for, like, you know, garden activities that we want to do, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
There was a cardboard box there. Just some old, like, Home Depot box. I grabbed that thing, you know, it was kind of, like, wrinkly from the rain. I grabbed that thing, and I wasn't all the way in the back. I ran up to the side of our house where there's, like, a little, like, kind of L, you know? And I was like, perfect, I've got cover. So I did it. I pooped in the box.
The best part is you pretty much made it to the house.
I know, don't, like... You know what I'm saying. Like, it's a kid's brain. You're not thinking straight. You know?
I get it.
No way I was going
in. You had a plan and you were following through with your plan.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking back on it now. Maybe I thought to myself, too, if I go inside, mom's going to make me stay inside. She won't let me back outside, you know?
That's fair.
I'm like thinking about it now. That was one of the worries I always had as a kid when I was outside.
Well, we did weirdly have, like, mom would, like, have quiet time. Remember that?
Yeah.
So you didn't want to trigger quiet time.
Exactly. But, yeah, I did it. I pooped in the box. Two things. So fast forward now. I told our mom, you know, fast forward back to the car when she's interrogating me. Mom didn't actually know about the poop box. She just said that the neighbors had caught me peeing a couple times outside. Mom had no idea about the poop box. I outed myself.
Yes, I pooped in a box. What about it?
Exactly. No, I was like, and I kind of told him, I was like, I had to go really bad. I wasn't going to make it, so I pooped in a box. And mom goes, what? You pooped in a box? So that was the first thing I want to say. Mom didn't even know about it.
That's so
Secondly,
gross.
To this day, I do not know what happened to that box.
That's even more terrifying.
Because I remember after I, like, confessed about it, I guess. I remember I was like, I need to go home and, like, throw this box away. Like, this is the evidence. I don't know where it went.
Who knows where that box went? I got caught peeing in our backyard one time, too. Although mom backed me on that one. Because we came home from church, and we had a little English bulldog. Her name was Charlotte. And my mom was like, let her out. But we needed to watch her because we didn't have a fence. So my mom, and she'd like to run off. So we didn't really want to let her go. She was like, you need to watch her. Also because she also pooped and peed everywhere. So we're like, we need to make sure she goes to the bathroom so we can let her walk around the house. So it was somebody's job. So my mom was like, go let her out. And I was like, can Cameron do it? I really got to pee. And she goes, I don't know where Cameron is. If you can ask her and then you can, yeah. Because I really had to go. And so I go and I ask Cameron, I'm like, Cameron, will you please go and watch Charlotte? I have to go to the bathroom. And her being my little sister. And at the time, you know, you just don't want to help your siblings. She's like, no. I was like, please, please, I really have to go to the bathroom. Like, I cannot hold it. She's like, no. I'm like, okay, fine. My mom, and, you know, I was like, fine. So I take the dog out. I pee in our backyard, whatever. Go inside. My parents get a call. And they're like, your son just peed in the backyard, blah, blah, blah. So now I'm thinking about, why are our neighbors always watching us pee?
Pocket watching, man. They're pocket watching.
You weirdos. Stop it.
Seriously.
But... at the same time, and then my mom kind of was like, I was like, well, Cameron, I told you, and Cameron helped me out. And she goes, what the heck, Cameron? And then they made me walk over and apologize. And I was like, I'm not sorry. I literally said that to my mom. I was like, I was like, I'm not sorry. Mom's like, no, you need to go apologize. I'm like, fine. So I'm like, I'm sorry. And they're like, it's okay.
Yeah, that was a mom staple. That was our mom's staple, was we would go and apologize ourselves no matter what. Like, no matter if we were in the right or wrong, if someone was offended by something we did, we always went and had to apologize. That was
the worst, actually. I don't apologize about anything now because I'm like, I don't feel bad.
That's hilarious you said that, because I was literally about to say. Maybe that's how, like, that's why I'm, like, good with people and, like, have patience and stuff. Like, I always am just looking out for other people's feelings before my own.
Nah, don't even care now. I'm not
sure. It's like, nah, I hate everybody.
If I genuinely offended you, like, and I know I did, and I feel bad for it, I'll apologize. But if someone's like, I'm offended because you said this. Well, you chose to be offended. That's your problem.
Yeah. I know. I think, like, doing these podcasts, I think it's hilarious that I feel like we've already talked. Though? Dude, it's convenient.
Why is this such a boy thing?
Yeah, when you're a boy too, you're just like, yeah, I gotta pee outside. Like, that's the, yeah, I gotta use my tools.
Although, let's be honest, dude. Peeing outside, phenomenal.
Even to this day, dude, it's phenomenal.
Dude, there was one time we went on the Bush family reunion. I woke up, you know, classic boy thing. I always liked waking up early because I want to be the one to start the fire.
100%.
Always. So me and Gabe were actually awake. Me and Gabe shared a tent. We wake up. We're getting the fire. I think we got the fire started. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom now, right? And I was holding the entire time because I want to be there for the fire making. So I held the entire time. I'm like, you know, it's morning time. You just got to go to the bathroom. So I run out. The sun's coming up. It was still kind of like, obviously the sun's out, but, like, we're up in the mountain. So it's kind of hidden behind this peak of this mountain still. And so the sun's now just kind of coming over. It's, like, lighting up the dew on the grass and stuff. And I'm taking a pee. And then I hear some ruffling. It starts to scare me. I also think it might be Gabe, and I don't want him to see my wiener. So I'm like...
Yes, you know, that was also a big thing. When you're peeing outside, you can't have anyone see your wiener.
Nobody can see it, guys. Don't look.
Don't look.
I hear this rustling, and so I'm like, looking around. And so I kind of turn around, and then there's just like, not can you, 15 feet away max, an elk.
That'd be terrifying.
Just standing next to me. But it was like the most majestic thing I've ever seen, because it was like... Like, it almost felt like a moon. Like, the sun was just right on it, like, right through these, like, this gap of trees. The dew's lit up. It's kind of a little wet, you know? And just this elk. And he's just kind of, like, chilling there. And he just wandered off.
I bet that scared the pee out of you.
It did.
Somebody hit the drum sound effect.
But, yeah. It was, like, the most majestic thing. And I was like, man, peeing outside is dope.
Yeah. That's probably what, like, you know, every young man... Has a childhood staple of why peeing outside.
Every guy knows what I mean. Ain't got to listen to this? Yeah, you know.
Peeing off something tall, you know?
Peeing on a tree? Maybe it's just
something,
like,
about it. Something about, like, it. See?
You know? Like, caveman like. It's just like, I'm marking my territory. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just like some weird little gene in the back of our brain that's like,
that's gotta be true. Because deep down, every guy just, like, wants to be a man, you know? And, like, peeing outside proves that you're a man.
That, no. I can do it. Take that.
Yeah.
I marked this tree. It's mine.
I think it's so interesting that I feel like we've talked so much about our childhoods already, and we've still scratched the surface. Scratched the surface of weird things we've done. I mean, like, the poop box story. Come on. Like, I got so many more poop box stories, man. But,
question. Have you ever pooped yourself in as an adult? Be honest.
I have not.
I have.
100% promise, I've not pooped myself.
I've pooped myself as an adult. That's all. All
right.
I don't know why I just outed myself, but it was a question I had.
That'll be a story for a different time.
It's true.
I think we're going to focus on only childhood poops. People don't want to hear about the adult poops. Those get a little more messy.
That's fair. that's true.
Yeah. But I think that kind of wraps up our childhood talk, you know? I mean, kids are weird. We do weird
things.
Kids
are weird. Now you know us a little more as children, what we were like. We were weird, okay?
Yeah, and for some reason,
if there's one way to describe me and Gabe, it's definitely weird. We're still weird, honestly.
Yeah, you know? There's boring kids, there's cool kids, and there's weird kids. We definitely were under the weird kid category.
And then there's me and Gabe. Or something else.
Then there's the XL brothers. That's where we're at. Yeah, so
that's what we're about, baby.
Moving on to our final portion of the episode today, we're going to play a game.
Okay, I'm in. I don't know what this game is. I'm ready. I'm excited.
We are going to play the ranking game.
Okay, I'm in.
So I'm gonna give us a random word generator, and then
we're randomly gonna rank these words. Is the random word the topic, or are we ranking these words?
I was going topic, but we could do rank the words, I guess. Yeah, let's do rank the words. No, rank the words.
Okay. I did have a question, because I asked, or no, I thought this the other day, or today. Top 5 cents, real quick.
Like smells. Like best smells?
Yeah.
All right.
Because my top one might be freshly cut grass.
Yeah, freshly cut grass is up there. The smell of rain.
Dude, one, rain up in the mountains.
That one's generic. That one's generic, but that one's just there.
It's so good.
So good. Like a smell that just really just hits you right in the nose. You know what I mean? Just like, bang. I've got it. This one's number one. This is number one.
Taste of, okay, let's hear it.
This is number one. Puppy breath.
Really?
That's number one for me.
Never gotten that one. Don't love it.
Dude, their breath is just so like... Maybe it's like I associate the smell with the cuteness of the puppy.
Maybe.
And that's why I just love that.
Top 10. Weirdly enough, I love gasoline.
Dude, me too.
Love gasoline. Don't know why. Probably not my top five, but I do like it.
All right. So we've got... For me, we've got number one, puppy breath. For you...
I'm going to go rain.
Rain.
Rain specifically in the mountains.
I'm gonna say rain for my number two as well. My number three is gonna be pine trees.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Like hiking, pine trees, yes. You know? Like that kind of like that rich, kinda minty, but not like crazy minty, just kinda like that rich.
That's
though.
A good one.
That's my number three. What's your number three?
Mine might be like freshly baked bread. Ooh. But like sourdough bread.
Sourdough bread. I've never baked sourdough bread. I don't know why you're baking sourdough bread either, so I'm going to leave that.
But I worked at Kneaders.
Oh, you did do that. See, we haven't even cracked the surface of our lives. What the heck?
Yeah, true.
I just keep forgetting that we both did stuff. Okay,
that's true.
Number four smell would have to be hand sanitizer for me.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I like
you
that.
Know, hand sanitizer. And, you know, like, okay, this might be a hot take, all right? Don't yell at me. Throw in scented hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Like what? It kind of got that rich like chemical-y, you know? No, like, I remember that like kind of like a sweet, lemon. Like a sweet, kind of like a peach or... Okay. Maybe you like,
oh yeah,
like a ooh, citrusy, right. Citrusy sweet plus the kind of like the rubbing alcohol. Oh man, just hit me right in the nose with that, man. Just
that is a good scent. I love that. Is a really good scent actually.
That's my number four, and then I think coming in at number five, give me. Actually, you know, you go ahead and continue with the list. I think I gotta really think about this one.
With my, what am I on four? Yeah. Yeah, four, probably like, just like new car smell, classic.
Ooh,
but so good.
Good one, man. Good one.
Get in a car, it's just, and it's so like basic, but it's so good. Most of mine are basic, but they're just so, there's a reason they're at the top, you know?
Right. You know, for my number five, give me... Give me the ocean.
The ocean.
Give me the ocean. The smell of that salty ocean breeze. Bang.
I was that's greatness. On the, kind of the same path with you, but I was going to go Lake Powell specifically.
Ooh.
Just because I have such good memories there, you know? Just Lake Powell. Just you wait, you like, you drive, you get there, and just the dock, you get out, and you just smell like water and dirt, essentially. But it's just so good. Yeah.
It's good stuff. I think like
Lake Powell. I love Lake Powell.
Here's a good question for you. Do you think that like, well, two questions. First question.
Okay.
Do you feel like, because I was going to say like the smell of like a, just a summer evening.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that, you like you smell what I'm smelling right now?
I get what you're saying, like hot dogs.
Yeah.
Dude, like hot a barbecue. Dog. Like everybody yes, can, like it's kind of a mixture. That's like, perfect. Some, your neighbor over here is having like a campfire with their family. Guy over here, he's cooking a barbecue. He's cooking up some hot dogs, burgers.
You're smelling kind of like weeds and grass. The sun's kind of like not setting, but it's getting low, so it's not so bright in your eyes, you know?
That exact, yes.
Okay, not. So, definitely experience a lot of smells, and I feel like they're universal.
I hate coffee. I hate the taste of it. But the smell of coffee?
That's one I've never been able to get behind. Sorry.
I love that one.
Never been able to get behind that one.
That one might make it to the top five. I don't know which one I'd replace. But
you. If you replace any on the top five, that one I'd throw up.
Fair enough.
But second question is, I think favorite smells are definitely associated with memories.
Oh, for sure. Well, it's one of it, I think it's like they did like a science behind that. Like there's like smells are like the easiest way to like trigger a memory. And then I think like, or like to help you memorize something along with like, you know, like, you ever heard, like, if you learn a song, you can memorize things easier? Like, if you make a song out of whatever you're learning? Like, you're right. Songs are number two, but, like, number one by, like, a long shot is, like, smells. Like, that'll unlock a memory like that.
That's true. You ever, like, get, like, a random whiff of something? You're just, like, you just feel like you're, like, that's so Raven. Yes. It's, like, that's so Raven where it, like, zooms in her eye and she's, like, boom. You're, like, oh, shoot. Dude, you just, like, see something.
Facts. Yes. Yeah,
I'd say that is how I feel when I smell something.
Oh, for sure. But
I think we can scrap the game, honestly. I feel like I don't even want to play that anymore. I feel like the smell game was great.
Oh, so good. I love smells. What's your top favorite cereal? What's your favorite cereal?
For me,
what's the number one cereal? Number one cereal is Frosted Flakes. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What is the number one cereal?
There's no way there's an answer to that. Oh, I guess true. Most bought or whatever.
Cheerios. But I'll look up what's the most. What is the
most bought
cereal in America? Let's see. Cheerios, yep. Top 9 best-selling cereals. Number 1, Cheerios.
Cheerios. Number 2.
All right. Number
probably like Raisin Bran is probably in there somehow.
What the heck? It's like making me like read things.
That's not good.
Number 2, Frosted Flakes.
Nah.
They're great.
Don't get me wrong. Money. Probably number 2, but I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch more.
All right. Take a guess what Cinnamon Toast Crunch comes in at on the list.
Probably like 7.
It makes top 10. It makes top 10. Seven. Number 5.
Oh, okay. I'll take number 5. What's number 4?
So 1 is Cheerios, 2 is Frosted Flakes, 3 is Honey Nut Cheerios. Essentially the same thing, I'd say, but I don't know why it's twice. Okay, 4 is Honey Bunches of Oats. Gross. Don't know why anyone likes that one. 5, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. 6, Fruit Loops. Classic.
Classic. So good.
7, Lucky Charms. That one's weak. 8, Frosted Mini Wheats. That one's arguably, I love that one. But
That's underrated.
I say that one's underrated. That one's a sleeper, I'd say.
Dude, remember when we got the off-brand, what was it, like Mini Spooners or something like that?
Yeah, Mini Spooners. That's what it is.
Dude,
yeah.
Gas.
Yeah. Number 9, Life Cereal. I don't know which flavor,
Life but Life, I guess. Pretty good. I can back life. Put a little sugar in there, you know? Let's sprinkle on top. Good.
Yeah. All right. That was our top 10 list. Let's look up a top 10 list of smells.
Our top 10 list of smells. What's another good thing to rank? Oh, I had this question. What is like, because you're dating your girlfriend, Leah, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you guys are now past the phase of, like, getting to know her favorite color, you know, her you know, the classic favorites, right?
Right.
So, what would you say is, like, your favorite or, like, number one question to get to know somebody, like, past those, like, basic favorites and stuff? Like, here, this is a good question to get to know somebody. Like, what's your favorite, like, get to know you question?
That's a good question.
Because, like, I love a good question where, kind of like this, like, where it's, like, what's your favorite, what's the top cereal? And you kind of can, like, kind of argue a little bit, like, not argue, but, like, you know, kind of like, oh, I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You're like, yes, that one, or, you know, like, whatever. Like, you kind of, like, get a little excited about it because it's, like, something stupid but kind of fun, you know what I'm saying?
To get to know someone the best, like, their personality and everything would be,
I feel like music has a lot to do with who somebody is as a person. But like, yeah. Kind of like,
I don't know. That's a good question.
One of my favorites is not like what's your favorite music, but what is an off song or genre that, like, you know, like, I like, people look at you and they're like, I think, you know, if I had to guess, he listens to, you know, X music. Let's just, you know, Gabe listens to country music or whatever, right?
Yeah.
They like look at you and that's like just a stereotype or an assumption they make of you, right? Yeah. And then you're like, then you ask them, like, what's kind of like an obscure song you listen to or genre? And you're like, oh, I actually love screamo every once in a while. And they're like, oh, what? Because it gives you like a little insight to like, kind of like, it's not who they are, but it is a little piece of them, you know? You know what I'm saying?
I think I got a good question ready.
Okay, let's hear it.
The second part of the question is very important too. Okay. What is a guilty pleasure and why? Why do you enjoy it and why do you consider it a guilty pleasure?
Why do you feel guilty about it? That's a good question, dude. That's good.
So this will do two things for you.
Answer that question. First thing, answer it.
This will do two things for you, right? It'll explain if they're going to be open up to you or not.
Yeah.
You know, how extroverted are they? You know? Secondly, whatever it, is, you know, it might be pretty weird, and you might want to run away at that point, you know?
That's fair. It gives you a little insight to everything. I like that.
I would say a guilty pleasure for me is disco skating.
Dude, that's a good one. Disco skating is fun. Do you dress up?
But not just going. Yes.
Yes. Okay, then.
But I would say it's a guilty pleasure. It's a guilty pleasure because usually men at my size, height, and of my, I guess you would say, like, personality, aren't the type to be delicate on their feet on skates or on rollerblades, or I should say roller skates. So that's why I say it's a guilty pleasure, because it's a pretty feminine slash, like, ice skating and like roller skating is like a feminine, more feminine thing, you know? Like, there's always the videos of like guys like not being able to like walk on the ice, like, oh.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like such a dude thing to be, you like, know? Oh, I can't, like you said, like, it can be emasculating if you can't do it, you know what I'm saying? So, like, for somebody who's not comfortable with their sexuality, they're like, no, I'm not going to go and mess up. You know, I don't want to fall.
Right.
And it's like, dude, get over it.
And I'd say another reason why I feel guilty is just because I'm low-key obsessed with it. And so it's like, okay, why are you obsessed with disco skating? That seems a little sus. You know, like that's not something to be obsessed over, you know? Especially, once again, for a person of my personality slash, you know, my typical likings of things. So, but I'll tell you what, I love it. Because is it fun to learn how to do things on roller skates? You know, I can 360. I can jump, do tricks. I can go backwards. Like, it's just so enjoyable to just learn how to do things on there. So,
okay, heck yeah.
And I would argue that I have figured out how to do. I would figured out how to disco skate without being feminine. I found a masculine way of disco skating, and the only way to tell is if you go disco skating with me.
We'll have to go to disco skating when you come down here. Does Leah go with you?
No, we've never been together, so she's in for a surprise.
Then we need to go. When you guys come down, we'll have to go or come up.
All right. What's your guilty?
My guilty pleasure?
Mm-hmm.
Mine might have to be... That's kind of along the same lines. I love, like, a good... Like, I love The Notebook.
That's hilarious.
Like, I love it. Or, like... Like, I love a good, like, almost like a kind of sad, also happy romance movie. Like, The Notebook, so cute. I love it. Makes me cry a little bit. I also love Dear John. Again, makes me cry a little bit. So cute.
It's hilarious.
I love them. There was one time I told Carly, I watched The Notebook, Dear John, and there's one with... I can't remember the name of it, but it's the name of Zac Efron. He's like a ex-military or something, or like, you know, he just got out of the military and he like walks forever and then like helps out with like a puppy shelter and then kind of like falls in love with this girl whose mom owns the dog shelter or whatever.
Okay.
That one also so cute. She has like an abusive ex-husband or whatever. So cute. Love that one too. I watched all three of those in the same day and Carly was like, what was wrong with you? Like, were you okay? Like, there had to be something wrong with me. I was like, nah, I just love those movies. They're so cute.
Guilty pleasure. There it is.
And I think that guilty pleasure, I think it's just, again, it's like romance movies are just such like a, you can't watch those. You're a dude. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like,
right, the stereotype.
And I'm like, I don't feel guilty about them. I'm happy. I'm willing to say it. I love them. I think they're adorable. I think they're cute. I'm a sucker for romance. I like it. I like, I love it. I like being romantic with my wife. I love buying her flowers and stuff. So it's just very much a movie that understands, because I'm not very good at showing my feelings, you know? Like, it's kind of hard for me sometimes, which is a very dude thing of me. But romance movies, like, get kind of how I feel inside. Like, I want to be able to, like, show love. And I can do that with my wife. I am good with that with my wife, but other than that. So, like, I think that's why I like them a lot.
That makes sense.
Because that's how I feel inside. Also, Pokemon. Yeah. Love Pokemon. I'm a 25-year-old, and I love Pokemon. I don't feel any shame for that. That's not... No, you know what? Not a guilty pleasure. It's just a pleasure. I freaking love it.
Yeah, you still had to confess it on the podcast.
I got... Look at this. I got Pikachu everywhere. I got Squirtle everywhere. I love... It's specifically Squirtle, man. Squirtle's my guy.
He's just... He's showing his decorations in his room of all his Pokemon.
I got Pokeball, too.
Gotta catch him all.
I got Pokemon. Two plushies over here. Get out of here, okay?
Yeah, well... I think that kind of sums up our episode for the most part, Gavin.
So I kind of hijacked your game.
You know what? My game was lame anyways, you know? I'm glad we didn't do it, honestly. So,
hey, like, it's all great good.
Twist of events, you know?
I love it.
But,
yeah, well, I hope... Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Gavin.
I will go ahead. Yeah, thanks for watching, you're guys. Uglier than me. That's fair. I think that's all we got. Please follow us on our social medias. We're on Instagram and TikTok. Follow us at... the XL Pod, or check out our website. It's extralargepodcast.com. There you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to. We're pretty much on everywhere, so look us up. It's just XL. Find us there. You can follow me at Gavin Oldham on all my social media. Gabe, where can they find you?
At Gabe Oldham. Pretty standard, baby.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for listening, guys. I think that's all we got for you. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Doodly doo doo. Boop boop. There you go. That was the outro. Nailed that.